We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's get a look at the world of entertainment now from Variety's executive editor for film and media, Brett Lang. Brett, nice to have you here. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
So we're staying home. Some movies are being released early, like Invisible Man, I guess. Are there movies, though, that are like already done with production that are ready to be released that might be released for streaming because they can't open in movie theaters?
Well, Universal has announced that Trolls World Tour will be released on streaming, foregoing a traditional theatrical release. And I would expect that if this crisis continues for several more months, you may see other studios launch major movies on that kind of platform.
Right, but presumably these would be movies that had already been made, right? I mean, they can't be making.
Well, they have to because
they can't make them now, right?
Shut down globally. Yeah.
Are they going to be expensive online? I thought I heard of $20 or something for Invisible Man. Is that true?
About $20, which in New York City is about the cost of a movie theater ticket. And you know, if you think that if you're a family at home, that's actually a pretty good deal. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's not a fairly popular option.
Yeah.
But it's not ideal. You know, these movies cost a lot of money, and they're really dependent on a robust theatrical release globally so they can make a profit. And without that, it becomes much more difficult.
Yeah, they certainly have lost the market in China. You know, Brett, I was thinking about this the other day. During other crises like wartime, Hollywood was always able to churn out these movies set against a wartime backdrop. But can you really make any movies with coronavirus as the backdrop? It doesn't sound particularly romantic.
I'm not sure. You know, I think. It might feel a little too real. After 9/11, there were some movies that tried to sort of talk about that tragedy. They didn't do particularly well. So I'm not sure we'll see a real rise in coronavirus-themed entertainment.
Yeah.
And at any rate, you know, we have just lost 120,000 entertainment industry jobs and crews because there's no production going on. So they couldn't even make it if they wanted to right now.
Yeah, even though I should mention, I guess, Contagion is a popular rental these days. Not my cup of tea right now. So all these movie openings, TV premieres, Broadway shows, galas, awards, concerts, not even to mention that. When this thing is over, the schedule's going to be jammed. Can the entertainment industry really come roaring back, you think?
I think right now people think it'll be kind of a gradual ramp up, that movie theaters like they are in China will come back online, but they'll come back online kind of regionally, and same thing for concerts. But basically what's happened is in a matter of days, the bottom has fallen out from the entertainment industry, and it's really difficult to overstate what a catastrophe this is.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a hard-hit industry, just like so many others. Brett, we thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.